T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Morning Mess.
Okay, it's your Morning Mess. Time for another one. It's time for a staycation, a setup. I'm going to talk to Ruby. She's concerned her fiancé, Caleb, might be cheating after receiving a dating profile screenshot from your friend, Ruby. And you're positive it's a screenshot of your man, though.
Yeah, I'm positive. I'm super positive. And she's seen him in person, so she knows, like, what he looks like.
Wow. Oh. Now, is that how you met Caleb?
No, we didn't meet that way. It's kind of, you know, strange that he would, you know, have something even set up.
Right. I mean, I guess maybe if it was like a profile that's been there for a while, especially if you guys didn't meet on a dating app, like maybe he just kind of left the profile there.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. It's definitely his pictures. The profile kind of sounds like him, but the profile is going by a different name, Matt.
Okay.
Huh. So, but it's his face. It's his picture.
Yeah, it's a screenshot of him on a sugar daddy dating website.
Oh.
Oh.
Wait, what does that mean?
A sugar daddy?
The sugar daddy website.
Yeah, like he's looking for a sugar baby, someone to fund, someone to pay for it.
It's like a Tinder to find yourself a bank account.
Beneficial thing, you know, on what for one person and a pleasurable thing for the other. Like, I mean, I don't know. He's a very busy man. He does work a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a credit card, you know, he pays for it. He doesn't give me a limit. Oh. Right.
Your man got money.
Wow.
So he's on a site where he's a sugar daddy looking for sugar babies. Now, you're not a sugar baby.
No, I'm not. No.
Okay. No. Just want to make sure of that. Okay.
And you're sure it's not like somebody that's using his pictures. Maybe your man's really hot. And someone's been using
him to
catfish.
Stop trying to holler at her, man, Carla. God.
No, I'm saying people could be catfishing as him.
So I did ask him, and he admitted that it is his profile, but he hasn't been on the website in years, you know, and I did look back at it. The picture does look kind of old, so I texted my girlfriend back saying, you know, listen, he admitted it, but it was years ago, and I thanked her for sending me the screenshot, you know, for looking out overall. Mm-hmm. But
you, obviously, you're calling our show, so mm-hmm. you have your yeah. suspicions.
Yeah, because she responded and said that he logged on 2 days ago, and he's still using it. So, like,
ooh.
Now I'm like, you know, kind of pissed off.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to throw another curveball at you. Maybe he logged on to delete it.
Hmm. Carla trying. She's trying to hook
you. No, well, this makes sense. You know, he's a very busy man, and he does work a lot.
Okay, looks like
it. So, I don't know. Like, it's just really confusing at this point. I just want to get down to the bottom of it.
And the top of it. Let's do it. Right. Okay, let's just do the staycation setup. We're going to call up your man, Caleb, offer him a free romantic hotel stay, ask him who he wants to put on that reservation. Obviously, we're all hoping he says your name, Ruby. If not, and it's someone else's name, we give you the show at that point, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's find out. Up next, Morning Mess. Okay, Morning Mess here in the middle of staycation setups, trying to catch up possible cheaters live on your radio. We spoke to Ruby, concerned that her man, Caleb, is cheating on the relationship. Her girlfriend sent her a little screenshot of her man whose picture's still up on a dating site. Now, Ruby, it's his face, but not his name. It's another name.
Yeah.
Now, you confronted your man, and he admitted that he used to be on a sugar daddy site?
Yeah, but he said he hasn't logged in years, so.
So people that don't know what that is, a sugar daddy site, it's like basically he was a sugar daddy looking for girls to take care of, take him out, wine and dine, buy him stuff, and he was okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's financially stable. He has some money, but she said that he logged in 2 days ago.
Yeah, that's a problem.
So, like,
yeah. Let's do the staycation setup, call this guy up and see if he's cheating on you. Hold on the line right there, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Caleb?
Yeah, who's this?
Well, my name is Jonathan. I'm actually calling from the Aurora Hotel with some great news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of a free romantic weekend stay in our penthouse suite with the honeymoon package. I was calling just to confirm details, but congratulate you on being our winner.
What the hell are you talking about?
Well, we're a new establishment trying to build our presence online with some reviews on Google and Yelp. So if you stay with us for free, review us, then you're all good to go. I just need to get a few questions answered, if that's okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Caleb, thank you very much for that. Now, with this free romantic weekend stay, we start off with a personalized note for your guest of honor. I wanted to see if you have, like, a special message for your guest. I can write that down whenever you're ready.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and put, don't worry, this is my treat.
I have that down, Caleb. My next question is, with this free romantic weekend stay, I need the full name of your guest of honor. So, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
You know what? Go ahead and put, Gail.
Oh my God, who the hell is Gail? Who's Gail?
Excuse me?
Hey, Caleb.
Who the is Gail?
We're going to have to answer that really quick. So, Caleb, yeah, you're live on the radio. We're the morning mess. Your girl Ruby's on the line.
Who the is Gail?
Hey, no, but, babe, language.
Language? Really?
We going to talk about language?
Sir,
you
did not
really
just
language?
Do that.
How about this for language? Are you paying Gail the fucking in her mouth for like...
Oh, my God.
Honey, please. Oh,
are you paying...
not the time or place to be talking about this.
So then when would it be? Because I feel like she should know.
Right. When's the right place? At the altar, on our wedding day, when I'm in labor with our baby?
Oh,
like,
wow.
In the grocery store? Like, wait, like, when?
Wait, you're pregnant?
No, I'm not pregnant, you idiot.
Oh.
I'm saying when is a good time because... you should never be cheating on me in the first place. Now tell me, like, are you a sugar daddy?
Baby, listen.
Stall it out, bro. Go ahead. I've been there.
Just tell me the truth. Are you a sugar daddy? What does that even mean? What does it even mean? Am I a sugar baby? Because if not, I have to reevaluate this whole thing.
She has to renegotiate.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I would.
Stop it.
Really?
I mean, let's just be clear here. Caleb, you know what she's talking about. She told you about that dating profile. It says that you're still active, even though you lied to her about having not used it for years. The least you could do is just, like, apologize.
Look, I'm sorry. Okay, look. You and me, our relationship is a kind, okay, babe? All right? And maybe I do have friends that I help. And it was
friends
last year, so Gail is one of my friends that I'm helping out.
Well, we're supposed to be getting married. So is she going to be at the wedding? Is she going to be there?
She's a stripper at the bachelor party.
No!
She's helping.
You know what? And I say we talk about this in private. This ain't no time to talk about this.
Nothing about our situation is private, Mr. Sugar Daddy. Literally, nothing. You're on the internet paying people's bills.
Sometimes you gotta risk it, that wedding cake, right?
Not if you're in a relationship.
No. Okay, so with all due respect, I mean, Ruby, I'm so sorry, but you got the answer to your question. Is there anything else you need to say to Caleb?
At this point, I have nothing to say. Like,
hey, listen, I just want to talk in private. Can we just talk in private?
Who, me and you, or you want to talk to Ruby in private?
No, what?
Ruby.
Okay.
Private. Yeah, this is me and my lady, man.
Am I your lady or sugar baby?
You're a sugar baby.
No. Or what did he call them?
Sugar lady.
Friends he helps out?
Yeah.
Friends. Yeah, right.
Y'all don't have friends that y'all help out?
Yeah, I got friends. I don't sleep with them.
they don't pay me. I wish. Y'all trying to...
No.
No.
You guys, this is a relationship
I know.
Here. Okay, listen. Ruby, we're here for you. That is the point. So if you don't have anything else to say, we can hang up on Caleb.
Well, I don't care. Do whatever you need.
Okay. Caleb, you there?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that I can hang up on you. Hold on. Ruby, is it over? You think you can work it out? Because obviously you guys were going to get married.
Staying with him just for his money just changed who I am as a person. But
do you think you could have renegotiated it? Like maybe have a contract? Maybe
what?
You...
A contract?
I feel like if she was interested in that, she would have brought it up.
You're not interested in that, Ruby?
I'm interested in loyalty.
How much is that?
Joey,
I'm writing her contract down. How much is
no.
that? 50 G's, 100? What are we talking?
I don't even know.
I'll put it down to 75.
You
I'll
need
the difference.
To stop it right now.
$75,000 a year for loyalty.
I'm not saying it's over, but in order for us to get married, she can't be on that site.
Right. You need a stipend? You need like certain money to spend on every week?
Ruby, I am so sorry for this.
I'm trying to help you out. He's a sugar daddy. He got money. I get paid for it. Shoot, I'm about to call him. Does he pay for friends?
Really?
The Morning Mess. Weekdays 5 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.